Z93.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bellboy?
Yeah.
I was listening when you read the letter this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have an opinion on the situation myself.
Yeah, what's your opinion?
I feel that those people at Oak Hill Elementary School should be commended for writing that letter. I have thought myself of calling you before, which one day I did, and I couldn't get through. But I love listening to your radio station, yourself, and Varding Corpuscle, which I listen to you every day. But I do disagree with that language that Sergeant Corpuscle uses, because it is foul, and also some of the records you play, such as Gimme Them Guts, I think that is so disgusting and demeaning to women. And I
demeaning to women?
Yes, Gimme Them, and that is so disrespectful. You know, there are other ways, like this song, Do Me. That's a more respectable way of speaking of what the man wants from the woman, but...
What do I say that's so dirty?
Butt liquor, that is so disgusting. You can come up with another. You used to use another. You used to say.
How do you know I'm not talking about a cigarette butt?
Come on, Corbuzzle.
How do you know unless your mind's in the gutter, girl?
Well, because of the other things you guys, well, not you guys, but the other things that, you know, that are said on that radio station.
Booger batter?
Well, that's.
Snot that. Slurper?
That's so disgusting. It's just gross.
Turkey vomit?
See.
What?
That's just awful. You know, that's just disgusting.
And you think because the children hear this on the radio, they'll grow up to be thieves and convicts?
No, but it doesn't help with their grammar that they choose to use, the words they choose when they're talking every day. That adds to their vocabulary. You know, they'll start calling people butt lickers and stuff when they get mad, and they'll call their parents butt lickers and stuff, you know? And it's just not right.
That's funny.
But I do like you.
My dad would have popped me right across my face. I said that to him when I was a kid.
I mean, I love your jokes. I love your humor. You know, I love everything about the radio station. But some of the things I do disagree with, and the way you guys were making jokes about the letter, you know, you could have appreciated it a little bit. You know, you were kind of hard on the people.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, they don't have to. We don't force them to listen. That's not
true.
What we do, you know?
That's true. But. Because of the fact that your listeners are so young, a majority of them are school age.
Yeah.
You know, that makes them concerned because they're not, the children, the ones that they're concerned about, are not going to turn the radio station off because they're getting the total kick out of it because that gives them the opportunity to be mischievous in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And on the air.
Well, that's neat. I mean, you know, they got to have an outlet somewhere.
Well.
They're going to hear it somewhere, sweetie, and they're going to hear a lot worse than we're doing. Believe me.
That's true.
I was a kid once. I used to hear this stuff, and I never listened to it and heard it on the radio, but I used to hear it in the halls of school.
Yeah.
So, you know, but we appreciate your opinion.
And you're very welcome. And I'm going to continue to listen.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Weirdo, ain't you?